So I'm talking to Valerie Bellerud in Eagle River. Good morning, Valerie.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for giving me a call.
So congratulations on winning this prestigious award. Did you know about this Milken Educator Award before they told you won?
No, I had no idea. No, we had been told last week that we were going to be having an assembly. There were going to be some dignitaries here, including the Alaska Commissioner of Education. I was super excited to think that Eagle River High School might be receiving an award, but I was unfamiliar with the Milken Award at all, and I certainly didn't know that that's what was going to happen.
Well, congratulations, and it sounds like it's deeply deserved. So I understand you teach history and social studies at Eagle River High School?
I do. I have a little bit of everything this year. I actually have four different classes. I have honors freshmen, where I teach Alaska studies and ancient civ. I have AP sophomores that I teach world history to. I have a regular economics class for seniors, and I teach AP microeconomics. So a wide variety of options.
And I understand your teaching style for the AP history is a little different than sort of the old lecture where you're like telling people the dates and you have to remember this, right?
Yeah. Well, my mom is the perfect example. She said she hated history. It was her least favorite subject because there was just the expectation that you learned just a series of dates and people. And I refuse to teach that way. I want to make sure that the kids are able to grasp the information. So we try and do some hands-on learning when possible. I try and update information and make it really applicable to their lives because they can honestly Google the dates and they can Google specific names. They don't need me for that anymore. I think we've transitioned in our role as a social studies teacher to teaching them more about why do people get where they're at and sort of what's the line of thinking behind that and, you know, more about political awareness and understanding historical patterns, but not necessarily all of those dates. Wikipedia can do that. And if I'm just going to Wikipedia in front of the classroom, that's a sad and boring day for anybody.
Right. So I appreciate that. Certainly. And it sounds like you're doing this sort of experiential learning thing. And how does that kind of, is that unique? It's as far as like, I haven't taken a history class for a long time. So do a lot of teachers do that these days or are you?
Oh, I think so. I don't think that what I'm doing is incredibly unique by any means. And I've certainly learned a lot of the things that I do from other really great educators. I think that we take advantage of the resources that are available now. So with the access to technology, there's so many just different things you can do than simply reading out of a textbook. I don't think I used a textbook until like my fifth year of teaching because there was so much information online that I could really mold and craft exactly the type of classroom environment that I wanted to have. And I think that most, especially newer educators, are doing that same thing. So I don't think it's really something brand new that I'm doing. I certainly can't take credit for that.
But teaching critical thinking to adolescents, that's got to be, well, how is that?
Well, challenging, I think I could say. But I think that if you give them the option to think critically, that's what kids want to do anyway. It's been a very rare occasion that I have a kid sit down and do a textbook assignment or finish a worksheet, and they feel like that's really engaging. To participate in discourse in the classroom, the kids love debate. I mean, that's a great example of something that we do in the classroom. Next week, my AP World History kiddos will be talking about current events, and they're going to actually have to research both sides of that. They really get into it. I mean, they come out understanding their own side better so that they can, you know, really be resounding with their own opinions, which teenagers love, you know, when they can sit down at the table and debate with mom and dad and really back what they're saying. But more than that, they come out of it knowing what sort of the other side is thinking. And that to me is a really key critical thinking skill and something that is just a life skill. I want informed citizens. We live in an era where you're not always sure where people are getting their information from. I like to know that it's well-rounded, regardless of where it's coming from.
I certainly can recognize that as a definite, you know, it's a skill that people need to develop, and I appreciate that you're helping our youth engage in that manner. So thanks so much. So in addition to this this kind of recognition, it sounds like you now have some sort of spring break plans all laid out for you.
Well, we'd actually planned a family vacation. We're going to, we wanted to go to Hawaii, but I have a family of six. That's a little bit of a price, you know, situation. So we sort of negotiated. My teenage daughter really wants to stand in front of the Hollywood sign, and another daughter wanted to go to the desert, and the other one wanted to go to Disneyland. So our actual spring break plans were going to L.A., and the real reason is that it's because it's more affordable, but they don't know that. They all feel like they won something in being able to go to L.A. But now, the week following spring break, as part of this award, I've been invited to Washington, D.C. to sort of celebrate with other Milken Award winners, which is really cool. And I don't know much about what that entails just yet, but I'm super excited to go to D.C. I think, as a history nerd, D.C. is like my favorite place.
It's got all those statues and like unique bridges.
Oh my goodness,
and these.
Yes. The last time I took a group of kids, I had told them that I was actually there with another educator, and the other educator said, well, we're going to go to the mall this afternoon. We're going to see everything, and it's going to be awesome. And the kids got really excited, and I leaned over and I said, I think you should explain to them that we're going to the National Mall, not a shopping mall, because there was some obvious confusion.
Right, right.
But for me, that's the kind of mall that I prefer, is the National Mall, and yeah.
Right, and so like the Smithsonian's, they're all different types of Smithsonian National and museums and that sort of thing. So that sounds super exciting. Do you get to bring anybody with you on that one?
I don't know. Those are questions I've not yet asked. And none of my children and my husband's not been to D.C. before either. So if there's an opportunity to bring them with me, you can bet that we'll be packing up all their little bags. My 2-year-old just got a scoot case. It's like a scooter that's also a suitcase. He's going to be pumped to take that to D.C. with him, but we'll have to see what that entails. And, you know, of course, they'd be missing school, but I think that's a pretty good trade-off for the educational benefit they would have in visiting D.C. for the first time.
I would agree. And I also heard a little bit about your eldest daughter being involved in education or taking over the family business, perhaps.
Yeah. She is her mother, like 100%, and I apologize to her all the time because she gets it for better or worse. She is the one representative to the Anchorage School District school board. So she's there every week sitting on the school board. She's very active in her local student government. She's going to Juneau next week with the school board to talk to legislators about education and give them sort of a student's perspective. She's fantastic. She's also on my debate team, and so she's honing in her debate skills as well. I'm just so proud of her. She's a fantastic kiddo, and I can't believe she's mine.
You know, I think the community of Anchorage would certainly be proud that you're here with us, and it does seem to point to, it sounds like great education inside and outside the classroom that you're doing. So we really appreciate your time today, and thanks so much, and congratulations on winning the Milken Award.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a great afternoon.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.